Lord's house, isn't it? Feel the presence of the Lord in the house of God. Amen. I feel a good atmosphere here. Amen. You can come to the Lord this morning. Amen. Altars are always open. Amen. And an invitation has been given. And we just appreciate the Lord in His presence. Amen. Except the Lord draw a man, he cannot come to him. Amen. It takes the Spirit to draw a man. Amen. But we're glad you're here today in the house of the Lord. Appreciate Brother Sam. And amen. And been a while since I've been to Kilgore. But it's been a number of years ago. My things have changed. You go from one place to another. And the Lord has really helped you. And we appreciate the blessings of the Lord. In the book of Jude this morning, enjoyed the Sunday school lesson. And I've enjoyed the service up to this point, and I trust the Lord will help us today. Amen. Jude chapter 1, it's only got one chapter in it, and verse number 11 we'll read, and we do desire your prayers this morning. The Lord will help us. The Bible said in verse 11 of Jude, amen, 1 and 11, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. And then over in Numbers, another scripture I'd like to read to us. Numbers chapter 26 and verse 11. The Bible said, notwithstanding, the children of Korah died not. Notwithstanding, the children of Korah died not. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word of the Lord, and may God add His blessings to us as we preach to you this morning. I want to preach on for a little while, amen, a choice that reversed the curse. Hallelujah. A choice that reversed the curse. We notice here our beginning text in Jude, amen, it is a warning to us. When you hear that word, woe, it speaks to us that read it and hear it. Woe. Hallelujah. It puts a stop sign up. It puts a warning light up in our direction and the way that we're headed. And the writer of Jude said to them, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Amen. There are three different men that are mentioned here, Cain, Balaam, and Korah. Hallelujah. And all of them chose and went the wrong direction. Amen. They went the wrong way. Amen. One man said Cain didn't like God's way. Amen. He chose his own way. Hallelujah. Hey, God expected blood, and he chose the fruit of the ground. Amen. And it wasn't acceptable. And then Balaam, he didn't like God's word. Amen. And then Korah didn't like God's man. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know what your decision is based on, but I notice in the scripture here that I read to you, amen, that Korah's children died not. Hallelujah. And that word notwithstanding there speaks to us. It doesn't matter what the beginning was. It doesn't matter what has been in the past. Come on now. Hallelujah. Here we see Korah's children. They did not perish with Korah. Hallelujah. Amen. In those Old Testament times, sometimes the family was taken out. And truly, your decision will cause havoc to your family. Come on now. Amen. But here, Korah's children decided, we're not going to go that way. Hallelujah. They decided we're not going to do like our father done. Amen. We're not going to go the direction that he took, but we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. When you look in the heritage of Korah's family, you find Elkanah is mentioned. You find Samuel was the son of Elkanah. Amen. So everybody don't have to go the same way this morning. Hallelujah. You can make a choice that can turn it around. Amen. Every one of us in this house had to make a choice. For you see, the curse was on every man. Hey, from the beginning, hallelujah, when man sinned, the curse came upon man. Sin brought a curse on all humanity. Hallelujah. And so none of us are exempt from the curse. But aren't you glad God delivered you from the curse? Amen. That day when you chose, amen, I'm not going to go that way any longer. Hallelujah. I'm going to choose to be a Christian. Come on now. Hallelujah. You can make a choice today that can turn your life around. Chorus children made a choice. Amen. And brother, from then on, you'll find them singers in the choir. Hallelujah. Whenever David would send a psalm up, amen, the writer would write a psalm. Let Cora and them sing that song. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. That he can bring you out, as the pastor said in Sunday school, out of the miry clay of sin. He can bring you out of the horrible pit. He can set your foot on a rock, and he can establish your going and give you a new song in your heart. Even praise unto your God. God can turn it around. Chorus children, live. Hallelujah. When you look in the Bible, you find that God did put a curse on man for their sin, for their wrong choice that they made. And sin brings those consequences our way. Come on now. Amen. For the choices we made. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you today, it didn't stop there. God had a plan from the beginning. Hallelujah, from the foundation of the earth, he had a lamb in preparation. Hallelujah, to take away man's sin, to deliver man from that clutch of the devil they had on their life. Oh, brother, I'm telling you today, Korah's children, they turned it around. When you see Jacob in his day and time, and his children, some of them went wrong. Hallelujah, you find them there in the Bible. Amen. One of them by the name of Levi. And Levi came before Moses. And Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? Hallelujah. I'll tell you, Levi had a curse from his own father, Jacob. Amen. Jacob put a curse on them because of their cruelty and because of their choice that they made. Oh, but here we find the children of Israel. They have already committed the horrible thing of making a molten calf and dancing around it. And Moses comes down and he calls, tosses those tablets of the commandments aside. And he sees the condition of the children of Israel that they're in. And he begins to cry out, who is on the Lord's side? You know what happened with Levi that day? Amen. Levi made a choice. He said, we're on the Lord's side. We choose, amen, to make a change in our life. The curse has been on us, but today we choose to reverse the curse. We choose to go a different route. We choose a different direction. We choose to serve God in the beauty of holiness. We choose, hallelujah, to give it all to God. And that's what God is wanting out of your life today. This service is being geared towards somebody just coming to the Lord and making a clean start and getting a clean slate. I can tell you today, God can give you a clean slate. He can give you a clean start. He can give you a new life. You ain't gotta live like you're living anymore. Amen. God can reverse the curse of sin in your life today. He can turn it around for you. Hallelujah. That's what he came to do. Hallelujah. A choice that reversed the curse. Hallelujah. You can make that choice today in your life. Oh, come on now. The Lord is in the service. His power's here to do it today. Amen. Yes, my friend, you ain't got to go the way of your heritage or what's been handed down to you. Hallelujah. I heard about one young boy. He preached at Allentown a few years ago. He come there with the Bible school students. And he said, when I was just a little boy, my mom was in jail for drugs. My daddy had took an overdose and had already lost his life. And I grew up in that environment. Amen. But they came and got me. And they took me to the house of God on the little bus. They came by the house. And they took me to church. And and I sung in the booster band. And he said, one morning in the booster band, we were singing the song, Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. That little boy, just 5 or 6 years old, still had a bad background. His family history was bad. His mama was in jail. Drugs had infuriated their home and infiltrated their life. But that little boy, amen, stood in that booster band. And Brother Samuel, he made his mind up. Today, I decide I'm not going that away. Amen. I'm not going to serve sin. Ain't just a little boy. He began to look at Jesus and begin to believe the Lord. And he said, yes, Jesus loves me. This I know. Or the Bible tells me so. And from that day on, he made a turn. And God made a preacher out of him. You don't know what God can do in your life. But I'll tell you what he will do. He'll reverse the curse in your life. And he'll bless your life. I said, God, I bless your life. Hallelujah. With wonders and with blessings today. That little boy is preaching. Hallelujah. He said, many times with mom and the things around him were so bad. Amen. He wasn't taken out of the home all that much. Still had that environment. He said he would go out in the backyard and sing that little song. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Never had to give in to the ways of sin. Sin is so, amen, bad. And we know the consequences sin brings. It involves death in the end. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it is not your friend. A sin is not your friend. Amen. And the devil's ultimate desire is to destroy you. Don't ever underestimate it. I know I'm kind of new to you, but I want to tell you something. The Bible's true. Jesus stood that day and began to tell them in John chapter 10 there, the thief cometh but to steal and kill and destroy. Don't ever doubt that's his main purpose. His goal is not just to lock you up in jail. His goal is not just to put you in a pit. His goal and ultimate desire is to destroy your life. Amen. Eliminate you and cause you to go to hell. Amen. There we see the purpose of the devil. Jesus gives it to us in full color and a clear picture. The thief cometh not before the steal and to kill and destroy. Oh, aren't you glad it didn't stop there? I said, aren't you glad it didn't stop there? He put a colon there. Hallelujah. That little 2-dot colon. When I went to school, it meant there's something better coming. Amen. There's a conjunction. There's an interruption. I said, there's an interruption. There's something about to take place. It's going to change everything. It's going to turn things around. Hallelujah. The thief coming with the steal and the kill and destroy. But Jesus said there, but I have come. I have come. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, brother, I'll tell you. Sometimes we look at that and say, oh, that's heaven. Oh, and heaven's going to be sweet. But I believe it's a better life here. I come to give you real life. I come to give you real joy. I come to give you real love. I come to give you hope in a hopeless situation. I come to give you light among your darkness. I come to give you life, and I'll give it to you more abundantly today. Hallelujah. That's when the songwriter said, I just begun to live. I just begun to live. Since God's amazing grace came in, I just begun to live. Old things are passed away. I have a brighter day. Since God's amazing grace come in, I just begun to live. But what did he do? He turned my death into life. He turned my darkness into light. He turned my hate into love. He turned, amen, my life into joy that's unspeakable and full of glory today. He turned it around. He gave me a new life. That's why we can sing the song, I just started living. I got me a brand new life. Amen. He turned it around. He'll do it for you today. That's what he came to do. My little message to you this morning is you can make a choice that can turn your life around. Nehemiah said concerning Israel, he spoke there in the book of Nehemiah, amen, in chapter 13, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water in verse 2, but hired Balaam against them that he should curse them. Howbeit, our God turned the curse into a blessing. The word howbeit means the same as notwithstanding, nevertheless, in spite of. Oh yeah, in spite of, God turned, amen, it into a blessing. Oh brother, I was down in Alabama, that's where I'm from, but amen, I was preaching in Alabama in another area. And there in that area where I was preaching, amen, the former pastor had failed and greatly failed. Amen. And he had a home, Brother Snow, amen, that he built, a beautiful home there. Hallelujah. But in the process of that failure that he had, amen, that terrible sin that came into his life, and somehow or another, the house caught fire. Amen. They don't know if somebody set it on fire or what, but it left the hull of a burning house on that property. Amen. It looked bad. I've been there several times. You can look and see the brush and the growth. You can see the attributes of curse upon that sin that had been committed. That horrible thing that had took place. And several had been hurt by it. Destruction was just horrible around there for a while. No recovery would ever. Some would never recover and some haven't recovered. That's the way the curse of sin is. Oh, but I was there last year at that place preaching revival. Amen. And now you look out there. I was even part of helping them do some of the work on the building. They was working together, the men, getting it ready for youth camp. Hallelujah. You know what they did? They pushed that old burnt house that one time was $150,000 to $200,000 home. Oh yeah, it looked like such a blessing, but the devil gets hold of things and he messes it up. Help me while I preach. He does it to your life. Amen. But they took the bulldozers. They dug a deep hole. They buried all the brick and all the mortar and all the debris of the burnt out house. And now they got a place for 100-something young people to go to and have youth camp. You know what I call that? I call that, amen, an old valley of acre has been turned into a valley of hope. Hallelujah. And I come to tell you, the devil says, you're going to go down. You're never going to be any better. Your life is always going to be a mess. But when Jesus comes in, when Jesus walks into your life, when he comes into your presence, he can change all of that. I said, he can change all of that in your life. Hallelujah. He can make your life brighter than it's ever been before. That's what Jesus came to do. It can turn your valley of acre, that valley of desolation and destruction, into a valley of hope. Amen. A door of hope. Amen. I told the pastors, if that ain't a door of hope, I don't know what is. Amen. It looked like a valley of acre, but it's a door of hope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many times has God turned it around? Amen. Up in Oklahoma, there's a girl who goes to Brother Aaron Brock's church. If you go there, they have foster children. Amen. Several of them. They bring them in like some of these children here. Amen. Brother Aaron said to that, concerning that girl, he said, Brother Hobby, her life history was terrible. Amen. Her mother was an alcoholic. Prague, Oklahoma. Her grandmother was an alcoholic. Amen. Her mother was born in an illegitimate birth, brought into the world. Don't know who daddy is. I feel to preach anyway. I know. Hallelujah. I may be different, but I feel to preach anyway. Amen. This girl's mama, Brother Sam, come into the world. Illegitimate. And that's bad. Amen. We look down on it sometime and the world frowns on it and makes light of it in a lot of ways. Oh, and that's the way she come into the world. And her mother bore her in the same deal. She said, I come into the world illegitimate. But the bus and the church family picked him up and brought that girl to church at River Bronx at the Lighthouse. And she went to church and growed up in that church as a little girl. Hallelujah. And just like, it's supposed to be. That's the way it ought to be. She grew up and found her a good boy. Hallelujah. Yeah, and fell in love. That's the way it's supposed to be. A girl is supposed to marry a boy. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen out of somebody? That is a normal thing. That's what the Bible teaches. And so she fell in love with this good boy. And she started courting him. And ended up, he asked her to marry him. Maybe she asked him to marry her. I don't know. Amen. But anyway, they did get engaged to one another. And the girl said, "Now, Brother Brock, I have no daddy to walk me down the aisle. And if you don't mind, I want you not only to perform my marriage, but walk me down the aisle. Amen. And give me away. Oh, because Brother Brock, today I'm putting a stop to the curse on my family. The day I draw the line, the day I say no more, the day, hallelujah, that old curse of illegitimacy is going to be put to bed. It's going to be buried. I draw the line today when I walk down the aisle and say yes to my man. No more curse. I'm here to tell you can do the same thing. There's a spirit in this house. I said there's a spirit in this house that's saying for you, you can make that decision. You can turn your life around. Amen. Today, you can make a choice that can reverse the curse that's against your life this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You go to that church today, not only do they have their own children, look how God has blessed them. Amen. They went for several years without being able to have a child. Amen. They was in revival. And the preacher was a preaching. And they came to the altar. And the husband praying on one side, the wife on the other side. And the preacher just laid hands on them and said, God, just to bless you within the year. Amen. Hallelujah. And the next year, we was there. Amen. Yeah. Phone rung one day and the girl said, I want to tell you good news. We're going to have a baby of our own now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. I know. I need to be preaching better, but God is good. And I'm telling you, somebody here today, he wants to turn it around for you. Hallelujah. I don't think the services went the way it has. I think it's God ordained. God's purpose is because you're here. He's here for you. Hallelujah. You see, there's a lot of things that were cursed in the Bible. Jericho was cursed. Yeah, Jericho was a cursed place. Never was it to ever be rebuilt. They did it anyway. And it's in the New Testament. Hallelujah. And here Jesus is making his last trip through Jericho. He'll never go that way again. Because he's on his way to the cross to give his life for mankind. But on the way through Jericho, that cursed place, amen, was a blind man by the name of Bartimaeus. Amen. Listen to me. Blindness was not some handicap that man smiled on. It was looked down upon. It was looked down upon as if it was a curse on a man to be blind. It was not a blessing that he got a little money from the government because of his blindness. It was a curse on him. Not only was he in a cursed place, he was in a cursed condition himself. Hallelujah. Bartimaeus was there. But you know what he heard? He heard some good news. He heard somebody told him, I was blind, but I was made to see. Somebody told him I was a leper, and he made me clean. Somebody told
told him I was lame and he made me walk. I was dumb and he made me talk. I was deaf and he made me hear. Hey, I was a cripple and he made me walk. And I was dead, but he brought me back alive again. And I come to tell somebody, that same Jesus is in our midst today. That same Savior is here today to reverse your curse that's in your life. Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus, thou son of David. When he heard Jesus was coming to town, he cried out, amen. You mean, preacher, that a cry, a little prayer, can do more for me than rehab ever did? You better believe it. Well, my wife gets ready to come play and sing something this morning. Amen. I'm here to tell you, it can. Come on now. Hallelujah. I was at Mike Robertson's in January. Amen. And back 3 years ago this April, we was there in his meeting. And in that meeting, a mother stood up over here and testified on the night after, Sunday night after the meeting closed. She testified how that God moved miraculously for her with his mercy when she was a sinner. This lady stood up and said, 20 years ago, I got tired of life. And I grabbed a gun, a loaded gun, revolver, stuck it to my head, snapped 3 times. It never went off. Amen. They finally got to her, realizing she was attempting suicide. Her family got to her. One of the family members went out in the backyard, pulled the trigger. Boom, 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 3 times. I'll tell you what that was for that dear lady. Mercy stepped in. Mercy stepped in. Mercy stepped in. She testified, God giving her life. Amen. Sparing her. Saving her. And now 20 years later, she's testifying of God's amazing grace in her life. Amen. In that service was her son. He sat on the front row. They look at him. He wouldn't look any different than this young man right here. Hallelujah. You'd think he'd been in church all of his life. He sat there, had a nice suit and tie on. He's in the altar every service, praying, seeking God. You never would have told me he was a drug head. Come on now. Amen. His mother testified about John getting saved. Hallelujah. And Brother Mike Roberts said, after she got done, he said, now John, stand up and let everybody see who you are. Hallelujah. John stood up, Brother Sam, and he looked just like he'd been going to church all of his life. You will never know any difference in him from any other Christian in the house. Any other boy that had been brought up in church. God had reversed the curse in John's life. Over here on the pew beside Mother was the wife of John. Amen. She stood up without being asked and said, Brother Mike, it's been 30 days and no withdrawals. Hallelujah. 30 days, some of the hardest drugs, some of the most hardest drugs you could be on. She had had it. Hallelujah. She said, but 30 days has passed and no withdrawals. I'm here to tell you, when he does it right. I say, when he fishes it just right. And you say, preacher, you don't know my situation. Hey, listen to me. I take the man in the tomb. Hey, nobody gave him a chance. His family wrote him off. Society gave up on him. But Jesus came walking in the graveyard. I said, Jesus came walking in the graveyard. And that man's life was changed. The reverse was on. The curse was turned around. And I come to tell somebody today, he's going to do it for you. I said, he'll do it for you. If you'll just give him a chance today. He'll do it for you while you stand to your feet. God love you today. Appreciate your help. Amen. While my wife sings and plays today, how about you today? Would you like for God to turn it around for you this morning? While the church is praying, come on. That's right. Would you come today? Would there be others that have come this morning? You got a habit, you got something you're unable to break. Come on. There's others need to be making a move toward God. I know you're here. I know you're here today. But God's calling somebody. That's right. He's wanting a response out of your life today. He's wanting you to let him reverse the curse that's against your soul in your life today. Come on, let's pray. Would you come and pray today? Would you join us in this altar service this morning? Would you join us today? Wouldn't you like a better life? Come on, wouldn't you like a better life today? Give God a chance. Come on, give God a chance. I dare you. Give God a chance today. Come on, that's right. Come on, let's pray this morning. Come on, while the call is going forth. Come! You hear the Master saying, come. Oh, the giver of life is saying, come. Come. All you got to do is come. Give him a chance today. Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Come on, church family. Let's find us a place and pray this morning. Let's find us a place and pray. Oh, the atmosphere is right.
And when you see the gates of heaven, hear the Master say, me or the world, my child, which one will you take? As the pages of my life have come, time will be no more. The greatest thing that I have done will help me on that day. For all those I have laid away, they'll be to me a memory. I'll take Jesus. I've tried those worldly pleasures and have failed. When you see the gates of heaven, you hear the Master say, me or the world, my child, which one?